So I'm joined by Derek Kim, Progressio development worker in Yemen, who's travelled here to Rio Plus 20. And we spent the day yesterday at the People Summit. Derek, what are some of your overriding impressions from yesterday's trip to the People Summit?
Well, the atmosphere at the People Summit is definitely a lot different than over at Rio Centro. For those of you who haven't seen Rio Centro, it looks a lot like a big airline terminal or airline hangar there. But over at the People Summit, it's located along the coastline with some beautiful beach and the mountains in the background. And the atmosphere of the people is definitely that of the people. You know, the UN protocol that's present at the Rio Centro isn't there. It's a more of a festive atmosphere. But that said, I think the focus at the People's Summit is more local or regional. There were a lot of different groups from Brazil and Latin America. We saw a lot of different indigenous people there. Some religious organizations were there. Quite a few different environmental organizations were there. But like I said, overall, I think it had a more local or regional focus.
Great. And you know, what message would you bring from the People's Summit into the main formal negotiating process? You know, if you had to choose some top lines from some of the issues that you were confronted with yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think the main message is just that the people are there. They want to be engaged. They want their voices to be heard, particularly those people that are poor or more marginalized, and they don't want the people at the big event at Rio Centro to forget them.
Great. Thanks, Derek. We'll catch up with you later.